This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. The book I'm going to talk about today is titled All the Tea in China, How to Buy, Sell, and Make Money on the Mainland. And the author is Jeremy Haft. And the publishers are Portfolio Hardcover. And this book came out in 2007, mid-2007. I was able to get an ebook copy. And if you've read it, well then, maybe you'll be interested to hear some of my perspective on it. And if you haven't read it, maybe you can take a listen, and this might be a book you want to get a hold of, because I'm actually pretty impressed with this book. What's kind of surprising, though, is it doesn't seem to get a lot of attention. There's so many China books out there that just get the whole media blitz, and it's really disappointing because so many of them are, well, really crappy, to be quite honest. And this one is not crappy. This one's pretty darn good, actually. You do need to get over a few hurdles, but if you're really interested in real business, in what it's like to really do things in China, I think this is a book you're going to like. You know, I went over, I looked at Amazon, read up a little bit about the book, and I went over to Barnes & Noble, and to my great surprise at Barnes & Noble, there's not even a single customer review. And at Amazon, there's just like three or four customer reviews, so clearly this book has not gotten into a lot of circulation. Well, let me begin by taking a quick look at the topic of the book. Of course, again, it's about doing business in China. It starts out by really setting the tone, which is Jeremy Haft is going to try to go to China and start some B2B operations. Now, this is not just somebody who's got nothing behind him. He has lots of experience. He's done lots of businesses before. And now he's going to hook up with actually what he calls a dissident. I think this is added in just a little bit for drama. Someone from Tiananmen Square who's gotten away, and now in the late 90s, these idealists for democracy have turned into super capitalists who are back in America, getting people together up in places like Maine and down in places like Florida, and getting the venture capitalist or whatever, and they're all going to go over and make money in China. Yeah, well, it's not a great story. I think that the book tries to be very literary, but Jeremy Haft is not a great writer, and so this is the downside of the book. But the upside is they're really going to talk about real business, and this is something I can really sink my teeth into. Into the book, they go into China, they go ahead and try to start up their B2B business, they go through all the stages of getting excited and disappointment and all the things they find out. And you come away at the end of the book with some really sound lessons. Although they're not going to make great sound bites, they're not going to fit on the cover of a magazine or something like this. And I think, interestingly, they don't come away saying, you know, anything is easy. It's all really, really hard. And that's why a book like this is really helpful, because I think it is hard. And Jeremy at least gives us some insight into what to expect. Let's take a look at some of the chapters in the book to give you an idea of what it's talking about. The first chapter is called Getting Started. And here, really, he is getting started, trying to find, get the venture capital together, get the idea together, the plan together, get his partner together, and go over to China. Chapter 2, Reading the Market. And the subtitle is, The World is Still Round. I love it right there when I saw that title of that chapter. The World is Still Round, baby. I loved it because he's just coming out and smacking down this really silly idea that somehow, you know, the world's really flat and everything's just become one culture, one society, one place. Yeah, supply chains, I guess, really have made a kind of quote-unquote flat world. But boy, oh boy, at the consumer level, at the management level, at the people level, it ain't anywhere near flat. And so right there, he got me going with that title. The next chapter, 3, Orienting Yourself, or Deng's Law of Uncertainty. of course meaning Deng Xiaoping. Number four, buying from China. There are four of us, me, your big feet, and you. Kind of talking about how they meet up with their local people and how that kind of is not always an easy thing. Number five, chapter five, selling to China. Now here's where the book starts to get interesting, where Haft is really talking about if you want to get into this market. Now, of course, he's mostly talking about business, but it has a lot of implications there for consumers too. What are some of the things you really need to watch out for and pay attention to get an edge? Number six, competing with China. Here the book starts to have a little bit of filler. He needs to fill it out, otherwise it really would be too thin. So he talks about, hey, don't have a heart attack. The world's not coming to an end like everybody seems to think because China's this great competition force. It actually has a lot of problems and it needs to adjust, and it will end up just being another economic power. It's not taking over the whole world, though. Don't worry. And then afterward, acknowledgments, etc. Okay, so it's not a long book. It reads pretty easily, but then we hit on its main drawback, which is if Jeremy Haft wrote it himself, which I think he did, he's not a good writer. There's no doubt about this. But you know, after the first chapter of slogging through his sentences, which tried their best to be literary, and it was very stilted, he tried to create a kind of story to fit it all into, and I didn't like that very much because he didn't do a good job of it. He's not really a writer. But I got used to it, and I actually got to like it. It was like every sentence I was reading were kind of not very smooth. They weren't rolling off the tongue. They weren't just falling out of the page. You weren't really dying to turn the page. It had none of that. But it read like someone was writing it who had really been there and done these things. And I really appreciated that. And so I kept getting reminded that, hey, this is a real guy really doing this business. And I think it pays off in the end. You really get that feeling. I think a couple lessons that come away from the book, I'm not going to ruin it if I tell it to you because there's no suspense involved, but you really need to get the book to get the details. Some of the things that are really important are, you know, you really need to get into China and do the footwork. You need to get there and go visit your suppliers. You need to get there, go visit your customers. You need to get there and go visit your middlemen or go see what your consumers are doing. So this is really emphasized in the book because he said it just doesn't work by remote control. Even though you may think it is, you're really missing a lot. And in his travels around to try to find customers and line customers up and talk with their people they're working with, they really got a lot of surprises. So if he wasn't there, it would have been much worse. Now, of course, in this case, they are doing a B2B. But their B2B is trying to line up producers of production in China with buyers back in America and trying to become a go-between to help certain industries or certain specific needs find their producers. And I never really quite understood that. He doesn't go into detail very much. I guess he doesn't want to talk about his company and how that works out. But you know what's really interesting? By the end of the book, you really get a feeling that it's not working out too well. So he's really honest. He's just really just comes right out and tells you that, hey, you know, this has really been hard. It hasn't really worked out that great. I don't know if he really made money or not. He's really coy about that. But it certainly gets a feeling that it wasn't easy and is highly probable this was not a viable enterprise. In any case, another thing I really liked about it was he talked about how to get your local partners. And I think this was really interesting. You know, he found a partner there, a lady, and he calls her the Dragon Lady. And this is so stereotypical, stereotyping. This is a borderline racial issue here, a little bit racist, but it's so true. What he's really getting at is that if you want to get a local manager, if you want to get a local partner, if you want to get someone who's going to really work with you, don't just go with your gut feeling on what you think is right, because you're bringing all your cultural baggage with you. What he had to get in China was a woman who, personally, he probably doesn't like her at all, really turns him off, really makes him feel uncomfortable, really too forward, really too direct, really too powerful, really too imposing, but that may be the kind of person that works really well in that Chinese cultural context. And from all my experience, successful managers in China, especially if they're women, yeah, they don't fit what you're going to feel comfortable with at all. And so I think that's a really great point in the book. He has some other points. I think some things we know about, more of the kind of negative side, which is, you know, you make a deal up front, you make an agreement up front, you walk away, and as soon as you've turned your back, things go a different direction, or those people are doing just the opposite of what they just agreed to do. And this, of course, is the whole, you know, stereotype of, you know, these Chinese are going to sneak up behind my back and do something. And I'm not at all convinced that's not the way it is in every single country, that you're going to have those kinds of issues. But certainly there's a feeling of, hey, I'm really disappointed that we don't have this kind of ethical kind of thing going on. And he says, get used to it, because that's just the way it is. You need to build in systems that check for that kind of issue, that follow up. You need to create systems. And I think that's really great advice. So overall, I want to recommend this book. I think it was a great read. If you're looking for details of feet on the ground, of what it's like to be in China, what it's like to run around and try to get a business going, what it's like to run into all the different small problems when you're trying to do a startup there, and to get a little bit of input on what's it like to try to sell there, then I think this is the book for you. It's not well written, it's not smooth, but that's also its advantage. It comes off as very, very sincere. And, you know, I think maybe I should put some comment on Amazon myself and help him out a little bit, since Heft, I'm not sure if he's feeling a little bit lonely there. His book is being all pushed down by all these other China books these days, and they are not half as good on the practical side as Heft's book. This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection, where we look at books related to marketing in China. Now,